Hello.
Thank you for calling customer.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Bree. Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing where there was a charge on my account for $68.89. I'm trying to see what is that for.
Okay, I can check that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
39272. Or are you telling me the zip code to my home or to the court?
Well, what's your name?
My name is Diane Johnson.
Okay, what's the other zip code?
Okay, 39201. No, I mean 39207.
Okay, and the last name was Gardner.
No, my last name is not Gardner. My last name is Johnson. Because
So
I'm
that was
trying to figure out.
39207.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's try your phone number. What's the phone number?
601-951-0826.
How do you spell your first name?
Diane.
And the last name? How do you spell it?
John. Johnson.
Could you verify your shipping address for me?
4044 Torrey Pines Drive, Byron, Mississippi, 39272.
That's not, one moment. That's not the address we have on file. It's much trying to locate the correct information. One moment.
Okay.
What is your email address?
Finally, one free at gmail.com.
Could you repeat that for me?
Finally, the number one free at gmail.com.
Do you have a order number or anything?
Hold on one second. And what company is this anyway?
Well, we serve over 100 different products, so I would have to actually be in the account to see like what may have been purchased.
It a service? Do y'all can you tell me what's being shipped? Is it like some pots and pans or something?
I'm not able to locate your account as of yet, so I'm trying to get in your account first or
Okay,
see if
I'm
there
looking.
is an account.
Okay, let me see. I don't know either. I don't know if it showed up in my account today. I'm trying to see if I can find
Okay, you said finally free.
finally the number one free at gmail.com. I'm looking for screenshots. What's my screenshot? You have to give me a minute because I'm trying to. Okay, I'm looking at an order number zero. No. You ready?
One moment, please. Okay, what is it?
680-835. 575.
And that was 680-835-575.
That's correct.
I'm not showing anything with your account. Are you sure you called the correct company?
Yeah, because because that's how I got the number. It's because the number is showing in my bank account. That's how I got your number.
I wasn't able to successfully pull up your account by zip code, phone number, email, or the order ID.
Name or anything either?
No, ma'am, I was not.
So what's the name of your what's the name of your company?
We serve over 100 different products.
Do y'all do like little sweepstake and stuff, and when people win it, y'all ship it out?
It depends. So the best suggestion I could give you is to try to get back in contact with your bank, because I'm not showing. What do you have? A tracking number?
No, I don't. I'm seeing with a screenshot saying trueonlineselection.com, a cookware suite. You ever heard of True? Well, it says True Online Selection. I know it's not one word because it's that's what it is. You ever heard of that?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, I'm gonna have to call my bank tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am, I apologize about that.
Oh, no, you have been very patient, and I just want to make sure we got the order number right. 680-835-575.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I have in.
Okay.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Wait, I'm looking at something else. Let me see. Okay, see. You've been chosen for Ultimate Cookware. I'm trying to see if I can find something on here. What's the website? I'm trying to see something now. Yeah. Okay. But thank you so much. Thank you for calling me back, okay?
No problem. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.